Thank you for holding. Is this Jesus?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy day. Good problems.
Yeah. No, that's
I understand.
Busy is good.
Busy's always good. I understand
yeah.
You were speaking with Charmaine. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me, like, about the listing or how any of it works?
I think I know how it works because I told her I'm already with the guy. I just want to know about the prices because this is new to me. I was wondering if the guy I pick, you know, he's I haven't seen any we just did it the 20th. He said it'll take like 2 months at least for this to pick up. So I just want to make sure the price was good and he's, you know, he will do a good job.
Yeah, I mean, typically it's going to take about 30 to 45 days before you're able to see any results from it. That's pretty normal.
Okay. Are you guys local here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
No. We're a Google partner, so all the Google partners are in California. We're right next to the Google headquarters.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no Google headquarters in Wisconsin.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
But I didn't see that you were working with a Google partner currently, or we wouldn't be bothering you. I didn't. How long ago did you sign up for this? You said the 20th?
The 20th of this month we just did.
Yeah, like 6 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they charging you?
$1,500 for two cities.
$1,500?
Yeah.
Per month? Per year?
Per month.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, even us as a Google partner, we charge $299 month to month. If you're paying $1,500, I mean, they got to be doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee also.
I don't know.
It's excessive. It's extremely excessive unless you're doing like a very large Google Ads campaign, which is pay per click. Or do they have you paying per click or paying per lead?
Well, like I told the lady, I don't know anything about this stuff. But the way he's planning it to me, he goes by, for example, every word like, concrete patio, concrete driveway, contractor. So I think he used 12 words on each city, and I think two cities.
Yeah, we do 15 keywords. It's a 40-mile radius from where you receive your Google PIN verification letter. So he used more keywords and up to a 40-mile radius. It's not just two cities. I mean, it's a radius, so multiple cities within that service area you'd be listed. I don't understand why they're charging you $1,500 to show up in just two cities for less keywords. Doesn't sound right. I've actually never heard anything like that from a marketing perspective, at least not from the Google partners, unless you're doing like a very large Google Ads campaign. But even then, like two cities, $1,500, I mean, per month, that's like,
yeah,
it's like cost of mortgage, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
My mortgage payment is $1,650, and I live in Southern California. Not far from the beach. Yeah, that's it's kind of crazy to pay that much for marketing.
So, if he's charging me this, he means he's doing something else, maybe not just marketing, or.
I mean, it'd have to be, but I mean, even with our services, I mean, we do Facebook ads, you know, we do the popular directories, so Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, you know, you're on the first page of Bing. I mean, I couldn't see how he would amass a $1,500 budget for two cities and 12 keywords, regardless of what method he's using to do it, you know? It's excessive. I mean, there's a possibility maybe if you enrolled in like all three of them at the same time, but I know that's not the case, or we wouldn't be calling you right now.
Yeah, I don't know. He's from SK Marketing.
SK Marketing?
Yeah.
And he's where are they located?
In Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin? I'm going to look them up. SK Marketing, Madison. Okay, I found SK Business Advisor at Stoughton.
His name is Stefan?
SK Marketing USA. I mean, yeah, these ones aren't out of Wisconsin. The only one that's SK Marketing out of Wisconsin. Oh yeah, they're out of Stoughton. They got a 1-star rating on Yelp, but a 4.9 on Google. It's a 1919 Skyline Drive. Well, it's good on Google, bad on Yelp, you know? But let me see. I never heard of this company. All the Google partners are usually in California. There's a website, google.com/partners. You can actually see, like, who's affiliated with Google. Okay, right. I see they're doing, it says here they do SEO, social media marketing, which is SMO, and then Google pay-per-click. Yeah, but they do it independently, so they're not a Google partner.
Oh, that's why the price?
Yeah, I mean, if they're doing pay-per-click, then that would make sense. Maybe they're, like, pocketing $500 for themselves. Because they're not a Google partner, so they're probably they have to make some money somewhere, you know? And then maybe they're putting like $1,000 into the advertising, and then maybe it's like $500 each for each city, and then $500 for them to keep to host it. I mean, that would make sense to get it to that high, but working with a Google partner directly is going to be a lot better, more cost efficient and better for you. I mean, you're looking at $10 a day, so it's like $2.99 for the whole month. I'm sure we would get your results a lot faster because we're following Google's algorithm in order to get you up there.
And then, like, you guys guarantee this stuff? Like, you're gonna?
We're not these guys. Like, we got a 20-year track record. I mean, these guys got 50 reviews. We have like 900.
And what's the name of your company?
Local Splash. Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California. It's in Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 927 on there, and that's just on Google. I mean, BirdEye has 811 of them on there. And then, you know, there's a total of about 5,000 reviews across the internet that we've accumulated over 20 years in business. The lowest one is 4.2, and the higher ones are
4.9. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around for a long time, since 2004, you know. But that's why I'm saying, like, these guys are definitely charging you too much.
Okay. And then, because he's partnered with the guy who did my website.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if I go with you, the website will stay with me, I will think.
I don't know what your agreement was with them on the website. Like, I see they have, like, website design through WordPress. So they probably bought, like, a domain name off WordPress and then built the website for you. I mean, I could get you a site in that package at $2.99 monthly. The major benefit to you is the placement, Jesus, and not spending so much money. I mean, at that price, I could have you do, like, 5 months, you know? It's like half the year.
Right. Well, I also want this to work, you know, to really Google my business, and you'll be on the site.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The placement is the most important thing. They're just doing SEO services. We do SEO plus Google Places placement. So you'd be right there on the first page next to the map as a top recommended option. Anytime somebody types in one of your 15 keywords. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, the one thing I like about this guy is that he's local, you know, I can go see him, you know.
I mean, that's only going to be a good thing when it comes time to strangle him. Once you're 3 months into it or $5,000 into it and you don't really have much clients to show for it, that's probably what you're going to want to do, you know. That's it's excessive. It's excessive. And we don't, as a company, we don't charge you, you know, a percentage of your marketing budget, you know. We're a Google partner, so we don't have to take that out of your pocket in order to host it, you know. Google wants us here to make sure that it's working, so that way you keep using the services each month. So as a marketing agency, we get in there and make sure that you're generating jobs and getting paid, or else we're not going to get paid. It's a month-to-month service. You know what I mean?
And then how do you, I do know this, I mean, the price is way lower than the other one, but how do you,
yeah.
I got your phone call and it has the 414 area. How do you do that if you're in California?
Yeah, it's a voice over internet system. So we're calling you through the computer and our calls are recorded and monitored. It's not like we're just dialing you from a landline. We're actually calling you through a Google Voice number.
Okay.
So all of our calls are recorded by them.
Let's say if I go with you, is there a phone number I call if there's a problem? Is there how do I find you guys?
We have 24/7 customer service. That 877-635-6225 phone number you see on there, if you hit extension 544, you looked up our company?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm talking the phone you're calling me right now, but you said that's...
I thought you looked us up, yeah, to see the reviews that I was trying to show you earlier. But, yeah, I'll text it to you right now.
Okay.
We walk you through it, and then if you have any questions, concerns, or you need to make changes or anything, you could just call in anytime. We have a 24/7 customer service.
Oh, I see your text. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then your website will be Local Splash in...
localsplash.com.
Let me see your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, we've been around for a long time. Like our company, like I said, 20 years. I've been here 12 years myself.
Okay.
So... I'm real aware, like, what you're paying for marketing. I mean, for $1,500, you know, we would have you on a job site tomorrow with Google Ads, because it doesn't take very long to get an ads campaign up and running. But I know they're not doing that for you, because why would they be telling you it's going to take 30 to 45 days or 2 months, like 60 days? They're basically saying you're going to spend $3,000 before you see anything. You know?
Right.
I could honestly charge you $2,500 for a whole year of this first page placement with Google Places working with us. And we'd build the website. Like, them charging you $1,500 per month is ridiculous. They basically have you paying for a small house.
It is a lot. It's just that he promised, you know, you'll get a lot of work. Then, you know, if I get work, it'll pay by itself, but
it's excessive, you know? Like, we don't even get it. They can't promise you work either. Like, that's how I know it's not a Google partner. Like, they're not allowed to promise you work because they're putting you up there on Google and that's it, you know? Like, they can't make the customer pick you. Those homeowners are going to do what they want. All we're doing is making you look like a more appealing option by saying, hey, we verified this guy's information. He's real. Here's his reviews. Here's his website. You know, that's all that they're doing. That's all we would be doing. So, the customers that call you off of it are going to be organic, like real people, real time. They have no way of guaranteeing that. God gave us free will. God doesn't even know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's so they're making false promises to get you to pay $1,500 a month. And so I feel like they're taking advantage of you there. You know, at $299 month to month, you know, if you gave us 30 to 45 days, I'm sure we'd be able to outperform them, and I will have effectively saved you about $1,200 every month.
Yeah, no, that's a lot. And then if I get the website, because when he made my website, he made it out of, I think it's called Wix.
Yeah, it's definitely a Wix site. Like, I'm on their website right now, and so it tells you right on their website, it says that, or it's a WordPress. They have WordPress websites. Mm-hmm.
If I go with you guys, if I wanted to, you know, make it more, a better website, you also do that as well? You create websites or?
Yeah, I could create a website for you too. I honestly wouldn't charge you anything for the site. It's not like a full-blown custom website design. If you want a custom website design, there's a one-time charge of $500 for that. But I can get you a site like this, like a My Site, which is like, it's still good. You know, these are good landing pages. And that's really what you need. You just need a simple site. You don't need this big, extravagant site, at least not right now. You know, that's more of just like a luxury item if you want to have it later. Right now, we just want to get your company's phone ringing. You know, we want people who are looking up what you do to be able to see you as soon as possible. That's what's going to get the calls and make the money. And then with that money, if you want to do a custom website design, then it's paying for itself instead of you just digging out, you know, money out of your pocket to get it all up and running. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to just throw money at the wall and see what sticks. You know, that's not a good strategy to start out with as a business owner.
Yeah. The thing is, she said 60 days to cancel, so he's still going to charge me the $3,000 if I cancel anyway.
Jesus. Yeah, but you can get around that. I mean, a big reason we don't require a contract, it's like people can opt into them if they want, but they don't really uphold. Like, you have the free will with your marketing where they might put you said this in the service agreement, but they haven't done anything for you on their end either. Like, what you're paying for is to be on the first page of Google, and you're not up there. You know what I mean? They built a website for you. I mean, they could maybe, they might keep that first 15, but you could just go to your bank and tell your bank, like, stop all future transactions. Or if you order a new debit card, it costs you like $5, and now they no longer even have your billing information. You know what I mean? So, like, it's 2024. These guys are just lying to you to try to, like, you know what I mean? First, they lie to you about what it costs. You know what I mean? And then now they're telling you you're binded to a contract with them for at least 2 months, you know? We recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, but, you know, and I can understand if they made the first month, like, non-refundable because they built the site, like, they bought the domain. I'm looking at the website right now. But this website is, like, simple. I mean, honestly, the one that I was going to give to you for free is better than that.
Well, also, when you build that,
I texted you
the
an
website,
example.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
When he built the website, he said if I cancel one day, the website is mine, so that's not a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I mean, you own that domain, but I would still go into this domain and I would upgrade the site for you. You know what I mean? You make it look a lot nicer. I mean, what they have right here is super simple. You know, we could just get into that domain and then give you the My Site that I sent you. And if you want, like, a real custom website, like, later on, which is, like, way, 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 way better than this, it's a one-time charge for the content, $500, you know? The major benefit is the marketing and getting your overhead down, you know? Like, $1,500, Jesus, it's crazy, man. I honestly feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just taking advantage. they're taking advantage of you. Like, they're making you think that you're locked in and you got to pay this no matter what. If you leave, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
Shady. The Google partners don't operate under those kind of ethics. You know, and then guaranteeing you, oh, you're going to get this many jobs. Like, the Google partners can't do that. No marketing agency or anybody can do that unless it's the actual homeowner that's getting the job done, you know. That's the only guy that could guarantee
right.
you jobs.
Well, the only thing I'm asking is if I'm, you know, I'm paying for this, if I go on Google and they, like you say, you tape a concrete company near me or something, at least, you know, if I'm not on the top and risk, I'm in the list. I'm in Google at least, you know, I can see myself.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You'll have a Google business profile no matter what. Even if you leave our services later, we won't delete your Google business profile or anything like that. That's easy. That's the first thing that we do with every account is we verify the listing and then we create your Google business profile. So there's like this form. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah.
You basically just fill out this form. Sorry, my rep like put a parenthesis next to your name. So it looks like, she just wanted to make sure I didn't call you Jesus. Yeah.
Sorry, no worries.
but there's a link. I just noticed that right now. It's kind of funny. But there's a link in there, and you can see, like, that's the form Google has you fill out to get your business verified. And then once it's verified, you'll already show up for your business name. But the benefit to having our service each month at $299 is that you're showing up to people who are just doing a general search for your services, you know? So, like,
right.
Somebody types in concrete, you know, backyard pool, underground pool, in-ground pool, you know, driveways, you know, stamp concrete, patios, things like that. Then you're showing up for the just
right.
the general service. Yeah. So that,
then,
that's the major benefit.
50 miles or what?
No, it's
you
a 40 mile. It's 40 miles, 15
oh.
keywords. 15 keywords. So, like, stamped concrete would just be one of your keywords.
Okay.
We give you 15.
And then if you want to go more than 40, you can do that or no? That's
nice. We could, but then we have to start doing Google Ads. So then you now you have a local listing plus a pay-per-click campaign. And that's something we could grow you into. What I would recommend though is like start small. Like let us get your Google business profile going. Let's get you on the first page. Let us earn your business. And then, you know, if you're going, hey, okay, everything's looking good. Like you promised me, let's do, you know, a Google ad campaign. I want to cover, you know, 100 mile radius. Well, we could do that. And instead of you just throwing all your money into a Google ad campaign, we just add it on. And then we only use the Google ads to cover the areas that this local listing isn't covering, basically, like from 40 miles out to the 100 miles out. Instead of the whole 100, you're getting charged for every single click. You get what I'm saying?
I do. I appreciate you being awesome. You know, I like that.
Yeah. It's a complex thing to explain, you know, but I just feel like these guys didn't have any patience and were just kind of like, here, give us your money and we'll give you work. And that's not really how it works, you know? And we have a tracking system too that you could log into. And there's an app where you can see everything too. Like you could see all the keywords that you're showing up for and like the calls you're getting. It'll save the people's information. So at the end of each month, you'll be able to see like, hey, this is what I'm spending with Local Splash, but these are all the clients that I got in return.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's a really cool feature too. So that way you know it's working, you know?
Right. And then, I need to talk to this guy first, but if I wanted to talk to you again, this is the phone number to call, or is there like a bunch of people working there? And
if you go to the, if you ask for me directly, they'll transfer you to me, but there's a direct number and extension. Most likely, I'll probably be on the phone. Like, basically what happens, like, when a spot opens up, they'll give us a list of the guys that qualify for the position. And then my reps,
yeah.
Like Charmaine, you know, the girl that you were talking to before?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just kind of call down that list until we find the company to fill it. And then once I fill it, we close out the category. So I actually wouldn't be able to work with you anymore if that happens. But
wow.
call. I mean, if you call in and the spot's still there, because we only work with one guy per industry per area, you know? They don't want us to have like 2-3 guys in the same area that do the same thing. It's kind of a conflict of interest. Like, you know, imagine right. if I signed you up and then I sign up another guy right in the same area that does concrete. It's kind of like, you know, what are you doing? You know, that's not
right.
ethical. Yeah. So and Google has requirements for the partners.
And what area do you guys have me or chose?
Well, we had your PIN was going to get sent to Greenfield, Wisconsin, 53221. So it's a 40-mile radius around that zip code.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we would – the Google PIN comes in the mail. And then I also sent you, like, the paperwork that you fill out, too. So usually you, like, fill out that form, and then the Google PIN comes in, and then you're showing up.
Okay. So,
for your business name.
Mm-hmm. If we start, you know, tomorrow, for example, how long does it take for you to, you know, get everything ready?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of you, like, getting that form back that I texted you already. Like, you got to send the paperwork in. They'll ask you for, like, license, insurance, work vehicle, the license plate, photo of the workplace, invoice. So you got to send all that stuff in. And then the Google PIN usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get to Greenfield. And that's business days. So today's Monday, so maybe like Friday or Monday, Tuesday next week, you'll get that PIN. Then we got to build your website before then too. So there's going to be a different timeline for each thing. But that's why I say, you know, evaluate it after a whole month. You want to give it a whole 30 days before you actually like evaluate it for return on investment. Month two will be more profitable for you than month one, but you should be able to see results in the first month, Jesus. It shouldn't take 60 days. Like those guys are telling you it's going to take 2 months, $1,500 a month. No way. Like most of our clients sign up with us under the pretense of like, hey, I'm not going to pay again if I don't see something in the first month, you know? And we're like, we get on it, you know? And then we start bugging them like, hey, okay, client interview today or client interview tomorrow, you know? And we start going, get to work. So it sounds to me like all they've done to this point is just build your website, which is a pretty simple site. You know, I probably could have built that over the course of like my lunch hour, really.
But one thing I didn't like about the website
is not.
Yeah, I didn't like that you go see some pictures and you want to go to the main page and then there's no way. Well, I couldn't find it. Normally you click on the logo and it'll take to the main page, but not this one.
Oh yeah, I see what you're talking about. The logo is just kind of like a picture with the phone number on it. SC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you go to the services page or the projects page, I see pictures and you click on them, but it's only like one picture for each service, you know?
Yeah.
So you kind of want to get more photos in or like before and after shots. It's just kind of very like, it's a very generic site. And like the background, everything in the background is just white. Like they didn't do anything with the background. It's just like a simple template and they just pasted some simple stuff on there, you know? Like this is really just copy paste. Like there's nothing, they didn't put any work in on the back end. It's very simple. I don't mean to bash it. I mean, the end of the day, the website doesn't matter at all if it's not showing up. If you were showing up on the first page and you had this site, I mean, you'd still make money, but you're not even showing up, and then the website's not good either. So it's like, what are you really paying them $1,500 a month for? It's wild.
Yeah, well, that's for the CEO, but I'm paying $150 a month to the website guy.
Yeah, I mean, I could save you. So you're telling me, really, I'm going to save you $1,650 for a $300 a month bill or a $299 bill because the hosting for the site's included in the quote that I just gave you. I mean, we don't normally charge that. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, if I go with you guys and then the website, if I want to add more pictures, just give you a call or how does it work?
Yeah, we have an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com, and you just send it in to us, and then we already have your profile with your number and your email address, so whatever method you use to send it over, we'll know it's you, and then we'll go ahead and upload it to your Google business profile, your website, your business Facebook page. We do all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll actually send you the email address right now. But yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like of the people that I've talked to today about this spot, I feel like you'd be the best fit because of your situation. I mean, I would immediately be saving you about $1,350 every month between your website and what they have you spending for marketing. And that company's not even partnered with Google, so they don't have like the algorithm, which is just like a fancy way of saying like, you know, they don't have like the math problem or the Krabby Patty secret formula that it's going to take. You know what I'm talking about? That's funny. Yeah, if they don't really have like they don't really have the code on what it's going to take for you to be on that first page, you know, if they're not a Google partner. So, I mean, I think I would save you a lot of money and a headache if we could get you on board with us.
So, well, let me talk to him maybe tomorrow. And then if I want to get back to you guys, call the number or go on the website, or how do I call back to you guys?
Yeah, call my direct number. I mean, if we have a spot available, I'll do what I can to help you, you know, but at the same time, we're going to try to fill this spot as soon as possible. So, I mean, if you could call him today, then more power to you, but I feel like it's going to really change the outlook of your year. I mean, you should really, like, jump on it, because you're talking about $1,650 a month for the rest of 2024 or $299 a month for a better service, you know? It's like I said, that's a mortgage payment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I cannot, if I go with you, I mean, it can't go with you right now because he's also working on that or, you know.
Oh, yeah, we'd kick him out of it. We'd get into your Google business profile and we could kick him out of it. Easy. You can only have one person aside from you that has access to your Google business profile and able to manage it. So if you sign up with us and we get in there, I mean, then they really can't do anything for you. Now it's just a bill. I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. If you sign up with us, then you pretty much have to cancel because otherwise they're just going to try to charge you $1,650 for nothing. I bet these guys wouldn't even call you and tell you, hey, we got kicked out of your Google business profile. We can't do anything for you. They'll probably try to charge you again the way they sound so far.
Yeah.
Shady.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, I should talk to this guy first, right? Try to cancel, I guess, not to just jump on it.
Well, that's up to you. You know, like I said, I can't tell you that, I can't tell you what to do. You know what I mean? Like, you're your own man. You're your own business owner. What I would recommend, though, is definitely get a Google Places placement when we have a position available. You know, absolutely. Because if you go cancel with them and then you call me back on Friday, you go, hey, I want to sign up with you guys. We don't have a spot open. Now you have no marketing. You know what I mean? That just kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to have a position available to work with you.
What time? No, I know. What time do you close? Or what time? How much time do I have? Because I want to also, because like I said, I like local because I can see the person and, you know.
You're going to wind up strangling them, you know. Go down there. Go down there. Tell them, hey, I talked to a Google partner. You could see right on their site. They're not a Google partner, like. They don't even have any badge or credentials or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I receive so many phone calls every day, and they, you know, they just scam. I want to see, you know, your website or you know, I want to make sure this is legit. You know.
Yeah, here, hold on. You got texting on? You're getting all the other text messages I've been sending you, right?
Let me see. I got three texts.
Yeah, that's the pricing page. The package that I offered you is the Platinum. So the Platinum's usually $599 with a $299 setup fee. So our initial investment's usually $898, and then you pay $599 monthly. I offered you that package for $299 month to month, and then I waived the setup fee. And then I sent you some website examples. I can send you here's our reviews. I'll send you the link to our reviews. And then What else do you, oh, you want the Google Partner Badge? Here, I'll send you the Google Partner Badge, so that way you know you're actually talking to a Google partner this time.
Hmm.
Sure, what else do you want?
We got a long history.
Yeah, I get it. But honestly, I wish you would have been this cautious before you signed up with them, because then I wouldn't have to convince you of all these things. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have to go through all
right.
this. Yeah, if you had done more research at the time, or like even try to call Google, you know, they would have told you, hey, we have Google partners. They would have gave you the list. You could have, you know, called a Google partner, and then I would have saved you probably about $1,350. You know, I mean, I don't think they would have gave you the same deal that I'm giving you, but even if they give you the platinum package at full price, I mean, that's half of what these guys are charging you. And then once the setup fee's gone, it's $600 a month. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, I'm charging you half of what the Google partners normally charge, but that's a quarter of what those guys are charging you. They're doing double. So. It just sounds to me like they came across you and you needed it and it just, you weren't well versed on what to do, but you knew you needed to do something. So they kind of got you on that, got you cornered in that and then you signed up for it. And I don't blame you at all. I probably would have done the same thing if I didn't know, because you got to get online nowadays. I mean, it's hard for any business to do well if they don't have a website, they're not findable by their customers, you know?
Right, because I do have work, but it's all, you know, I did this guy, and then he told his cousin or his uncle, you know, that's how I get
word of mouth.
But yeah.
Google's an online word of mouth chain. That's all it is. That's why it's so effective. It's just people going on Google, like, oh, you know, who's a stamped concrete contractor near me that has some reviews and is actually like credible? You know, you could verify they're real. License insured and stuff like that. So people go on Google, they do that, do their research, and then, you know, they're going to see you and then they call you directly. So it's just an online word of mouth chain. It's like Google's referring you to them. You know, people trust their phones and Google more than they trust their friends nowadays. When it comes to like word of mouth, you know, your friends tell you something in the conversation, you're like, I don't know if that's true. I'm going to Google it real quick. Yeah, so, you know, that's all it is. It's just an online word of mouth chain that we're creating for you, so that way your customers that are at the time they're looking for you can find you. That's really the key too. You know, if you have like a business card or like a word of mouth chain, it's good because they might talk about you at one point, but then like fast forward 4 or 5 months later when they actually want the project done, you know, then they're like, what? Who did they say it was again? You know, that word of mouth chain falls apart, and then they just end up on Google looking for somebody, and they call the top guys, you know? So you're catching them when they're ready to go, when you have something like this.
Yeah. So if I go with you, what is that you need from me then?
If you want to come on board with us today, I mean, I just have to verify the information that goes on your Google business profile and then secure the first month's payment, schedule a client interview where we can interview you and customize your campaign and get started on the website and everything, and then you got to fill out that form that I texted you. And that's basically it. You know, once we have the website up and running and your verification done, you just got to answer the phone as the customers come in and try to get as good of reviews as you can.
Right. So you're saying you won't use the same website that I have already?
If you own that domain and you already paid for it, we might as well use it, you know. But I would want to get inside of that domain and then build you a whole new site so it looks nice. Right now, it's pretty simple.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I won't charge you for that. So, I mean, if you're willing to come on board with us and give us a shot, you know, I'll build the website out for you. I won't charge you anything. We'll get it looking nice and pretty.
Okay. And then you said for you, if you get in the website, then the other guy won't be able to do any campaign for me anymore?
Right. Yeah, because you only have one Google business profile. So, like, if somebody looks up Superior Construction on Google If they type in like Superior Construction Greenfield, there's a little profile that pops up on Google. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that is called your Google business profile. That's what holds all your reviews and everything, your name, address, phone number. So you only have one of those, and you can only have one manager of those. So once we're added as manager to that, it's going to automatically kick out the other company. So they won't be able to do anything for you at that point.
Okay.
They won't have access to it.
For you to do that, you need the domain of the website, right?
For the website, the website's separate from your Google business profile. They're two different things. We attach your website to the Google business profile. That's how you get that little globe, like the little world icon says website, and then you could click on it and it like takes you to their website. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Does that ring a bell? So the website is separate from your Google business profile. So there's login credentials for your domain name and your website. And then there's a login credentials for your Google business profile, right? So we'll be able to kick them out of both, but you have to give us access to the website. So you're going to need like the username and password for the website. If you want us to go in there and build on it, we can get in there and build on it, get you the new one. And then we could access the Google business profile on its own. Your Google business profile is not even verified yet, so. I don't even think they're in it to begin with, to be able to kick them out of. You know what I mean? They haven't done anything.
Okay. All right. Then, I guess let's do it. I'm going to talk to this guy. Because I don't know.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you. I don't know if you're married, but, yeah, if you take that $1,350 and go take your wife out to some nice dinners. That's nuts. It's like a month's worth of groceries. I'm gonna create your Google business profile and then verify it. So what's your last name, Jesus?
Ramirez.
Okay. And are you R-A- a sole owner or
oh
I got it. Mi esposa es salvadoreña. Yo es muy gringo, but mi esposa habla mucho español.
¿Español?
En mi casa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. dos niños, and they both speak Spanish too. So all three of my family members at home speak Spanish, but not really me fluently. But I'm like, I know Ramirez. I can spell that for you for sure. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing so that way you have it documented.
It's Superior Construction, LLC, and then the number one. Then at outlook.com.
Is there two ones, like the number 11, or is just one?
No, just one.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so Superior Construction LLC, the number one, and then at outlook.com.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. 414-364-8879. Okay. And then for that PIN, let me see if I can find your street address online. Okay, no, they got it hidden. What's the business street address where I could send you your Google PIN verification letter?
It's 5939 South 33rd Street.
33rd Street. Okay. And that's Greenfield?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. 53221. Yep, that matches up with what we had. I just didn't have the street address. You can hide the street address if you like. You want me to keep it hidden?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that way you don't have to worry about somebody showing up at your door or something, you know? You go to them, so they shouldn't be showing up there anyway. All right. And then how do you like the hours of operation listed?
7 to 8.
7 to 8. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends?
Monday through Friday is fine.
Okay. 7 to 8. And then Saturday and Sunday closed?
or Saturday from 7 to noon.
Okay, 7 to 12. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're looking good. All right, verify. Okay. All right, and then I want to do a client interview. Your English is good, Jesus, but do you prefer like a bilingual representative or Spanish?
Sure, yeah, that's fine. Whoever, yeah. Send me a really a professional one.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we're a Google partner,
so
they're not like my wife. They didn't come from El Salvador. these are the ones who are born here. Yeah. Like my son. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, no, so there'll be a bilingual reps we have in-house. I can have them do your client interview for you, and then that way if you prefer Spanish or English at any time, they'll know exactly what you're saying and what you're trying to communicate.
And this interview is for getting more information from the business, or what is it for?
Yeah, because we want to make sure we're listing you properly. So they're going to go over, like, each service you provide, you know, like patios, driveways, stamped concrete. We want to make sure we're listing you properly. And then we also want to go over the area, too. Like, I know you got the greater Milwaukee area, but
yeah.
We want to be specific, you know, and if there's like areas that you don't want to go to, we can exclude certain zip codes and stuff. So that way you could just stay going where you want to go, you know?
But
that's it. So they basically just, and then obviously the website too. I actually, put in the request for your website. So they're going to want to ask you, like, I sent you some templates already that you could kind of look at and pick from. But they'll ask you, like, hey, is there one of those that you liked more than the other? And then we'll get started on the website, too. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to get through the client interview, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time today that would work for you?
Yeah, today's fine if, you know, someone available.
Yeah, I mean, I got bilingual available between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6.
5 and 6. I gotta go pick up my daughter at 4.
Okay. Here, I'll lock you in between 5 and 6, and I'll text you at 4, just as a reminder in case it slips your mind. And then they'll call you and they'll walk you through it. It's pretty simple, but I'll request a bilingual representative. So when they contact you, you know, it'll be one of my reps that speaks fluent English and Spanish.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my lady's dad actually has a painting company out here in Southern California, and he barely speaks a lick of English. Like, you're way clearer than him, my father-in-law. But I basically started the painting company from scratch with one of my neighbors and him. And so my neighbor is like the manager, but he's actually like the owner and oversees it because he has tons of experience. He used to build homes from the ground up in El Salvador, you know, but he's been over here for a long time. Like, actually he's been over here longer than my wife. My wife moved here 9 years ago. He's been here like almost 20 years, but he still just doesn't really speak good English. He was just painting and everything. So I was like, you know, we could do this yourself. It's what I do is I start companies up, and he was all for it. So I had my wife kind of translate everything, and then he runs the painting company. Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. They're good people. Her mom actually does, works with them too. Like, they both go to work regularly. It's kind of crazy, but that's just the culture, you know? Like, they're just happy to be here.
Right. And then I one thing, me, the same thing. I don't know anything about websites and internet computers. So will you guys guide me step by step? Like, I don't know what you need from...
Yeah.
You probably need the domain, you said, right?
Yeah. You see how I've been talking to you? Like, we're going to walk you through it, you know? We don't just assume that you know what's going on, or why would you hire us in the first place, you know? We'll get in there and we'll communicate with you, and we want to make sure that you understand what you're paying for, because then usually if you know what you're paying for, you don't have a problem paying for it, you know? So we'll explain it to you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get in there. We'll walk you through it step by step. We need it to work. Like, we need you to make money in order for us to make money each month too. So that's the good thing about it.
Right.
Some of these guys, it's like you sign up for a year or like you pay for a lead, and it's like once they got their money, it's kind of like good luck, you know? They don't really care if you're doing good with it or not. But with us, it's not like that. We have to actually like make sure that you understand what's going on and get it all up and running properly.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's why I asked if you wanted the bilingual rep too, you know? Like, I want to make sure you're comfortable and you know what's going on and that nothing's getting lost in communication. So I have your business profile created. I have the client interview scheduled, so they're going to call you between 5 and 6 today. They'll walk you through that. And then the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment, and then we'll basically be good to go until the client interview. There's two papers you're going to get after we secure the payment, and I'll show you those and kind of walk you through it. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
With a credit card.
Okay. Now, Jesus, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
What do you mean both?
Does it say like Jesus Ramirez and then it also says Superior Construction on the card?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay. Is it like LLC or incorporated, or is it just Superior Construction?
It was LLC, but now this year is a corporation.
Okay. Does it say that on the card?
No, it says Superior Construction only.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay.
4690 with the last four. And then and the expiration.
You will be taking how much today?
$299,
and then that's every month $299.
Correct. Yep. I'm gonna send it all to you in writing right now.
No, not next month $500. It won't change the price.
Nope. And I'm gonna send it to you in writing right now, like with your receipt, while I have you on the line.
Okay. Oh, did you say what other number?
Expiration. Yeah, the expiration date, month, and year.
0926.
0926, and then three-digit code on the back.
235.
235. Okay. Here, I'm going to set up your service agreement, and then I'm going to process it. It's going to send you a receipt, and then it'll send you the full outline of the agreement in writing. So that way you have it all documented, even with the website included at no extra charge.
Okay.
Yeah. I got you. Trust me, we've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it for 12 years, but our company's been around for 20 years. So we have, like, automated processes for each step, you know?
And then what is that you recommend for me to do now?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to – here, let me get you the form. You're going so quick. Give me one sec, okay?
Yes.
All right. So when this clears, you're going to get some automated texts that are going to come through. One of them is going to be an outline of your agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on the outline of the agreement, okay? And then, your card came back as suspected fraud.
What does that mean?
Like they suspect there's some kind of fraud on your account.
Like you the fraud, or am I the fraud, or...
No, like if it's definitely not us, no. But if maybe you reported something or something happened on your account, it could also be that it's because we're in California and you're in Wisconsin. Maybe your bank has like a thing set up where if it's an out-of-state transaction, it might block it. But usually this error code is like if you reported something on your account, and then now you're trying to use the account after you've already reported it, and then they usually put a hold on it. But they might have sent you a notification.
I didn't receive any text, or let me check their voice or the email.
Yeah, I'm looking online right now. It says card payments can also be declined for suspected fraudulent activity if they had large purchases or a large amount of purchases over a short period of time. It says the cardholder can resolve this issue by communicating with their bank and confirming their identity, which will authorize the charges. So, yeah, they should have sent you a notification somewhere.
I haven't received anything yet. Let me check. I have two emails. Let me just double check this other one. No. I mean, spending.
It might take a second to come through. So while we wait for that, actually, you asked me before I try to process it, like, what paperwork would you need or what would be your next step, right? So
no, I mean more like the guys I hire. Do I need to call them, let them know? How do I proceed on that? Are they going to find out? Or
the guys you hire?
Yeah, the marketing guy that's $1,500 and then the website guy.
Oh, yeah.
Something from them?
No, I don't need anything from them, but what you're going to want to do is stop any future billings from those guys. Like you definitely want to
cancel.
Yeah, you want to cancel them and get them out of your hair. And then they might say, like, you know, if they try to say, hey, you know, we're going to keep your domain, or if they try to threaten you in any way, tell them kick rocks and don't worry about it. I can get you a domain. Because what they're, you know, what they're charging you is just, it's not making sense. So,
well, how about the other guy? I did sign a contract for, you know, I got to cancel 60 days, let them know 60 days ahead. So they got still going to charge me 2 months, I guess, right?
For the $1,500?
Yeah.
No. I mean, they say that, like I said, but it's marketing for your business. So if you want to terminate your agreement and you say, hey, I don't want to work with you guys, like literally what if you couldn't afford it? They're not going to send it to collections and come after you over your online marketing for your business.
I won't go to court or anything like that.
No. That's why I know those guys are full of it. Google doesn't even do that to you. It's at your own will. It's marketing and advertising. What if you closed your business?
Right.
What if you just called them up and said, hey, I closed my company? Well, you signed a contract. You got to pay for the next 2 months. So what are you going to do? I'm going to pay you to advertise a business that's closed? No. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're full of crap.
Yeah.
They're full of crap. They just want you to think that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's month to month. It even says in our agreement, like, I can understand maybe if they don't refund you the first $1,500 or whatever you spent on that, and
right,
they say, oh, we built you a website or we did this, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out of those ones. But to say, hey, you're in a contract, you have to keep paying us, that's not the case. It's not how it works.
Okay.
And I don't know what world they think this is, but I just think what it is they maybe found it like, hey, you know, Jesus doesn't know what's going on, so let's take advantage of him and tell him this. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate this. There's a big difference on the price.
Yeah, that's insane. Like I said, you know, after a couple months of this, if you're going, hey, everything's going well and you want to sign up for a year, I would literally give you this same campaign with the website and everything for the whole year for $2,500.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like right now you're set to pay $299 a month, like $3,600. So I would save you like $1,100 at that time to do it for the year. But we kind of want to get like a couple months of working with you and make sure your reviews are good and everything before we go, hey, let's sign up for a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even the years are like prepays. You know, it's not like a year contract where it's like, oh, you're binded to a contract. Now you have to pay $300 every month. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. Like, I don't understand how they could. I don't get it. Anyway, but yeah, they're way overcharging you, and they're telling you that you're binded to something you're not binded to.
Yeah. No. Thank you. All right. Then.
Oh, the card didn't go through, you say?
No, the notification that I got was suspected fraud. So it says here that you should get a notification from your bank. You could resolve it. You just have to communicate with the bank and confirm that you did authorize the transaction to happen.
Okay.
So you're not seeing any kind of like text or anything from the bank?
No, not a text. Let me just double check. No text, no email.